chatting to Brad David. So good morning, Davo.
Yeah, morning, everyone. How are we?
Very, very well. I'm particularly good because I backed Airman in the first race yesterday off those trials, and wowee, but I wasn't expecting that performance yesterday.
Yeah, some effort, some debut, wasn't it? Looks a really exciting horse for the future, guys, there for Team Hawks. Now, they had the 3 2-year-old races there yesterday, and he ran easily the quickest of those three and just got shuffled back and held up a touch on the turn. He wasn't in a great spot. He had to do a fair bit for his debut, but gee, just rattled down the outside and won in very impressive fashion. So, exciting times. I was speaking to a punter on social media on Twitter. He sent me a DM and said, what do you think of Airman? And I said, oh, it's got to be a great chance in the first. Well, I hope so. I've got a share in it. So, good luck to those guys. They'd be absolutely loving life after yesterday and really excited about the future. So, it does look like a proper horse, and very exciting there yesterday, guys.
Well, the fields are out for Saturday at Rose Hill. Brad, what have you made so far?
Yeah, Jamie, rail out 8 metres, and I think all eyes on the weather. I was just having a look at what they're predicting, and it doesn't look great for Friday and Saturday. So Saturday's the main worry. They're looking at probably up to 35 mil of rain, and basically the weather apps I'm using saying 100% chance of rain right throughout the day. So that's going to be the concern. We know these tracks don't take too much at the moment to get pretty wet because we've had so much rain this year. And look, it looks a decent card overall. A lot of eyes, of course, on Deanne Andretti, this filly for the Ron Quinton yard, making her return. She won impressively at Hawkesbury on debut, then started favourite in a Furious Stakes and was too bad to be true there. So she's trialled well on a couple of occasions now and in a couple of races there on Saturday, race number three being one and race number two as well. So we'll see which way they decide to go. Emergency in race number three, so we'd need to still get a run in there. But they probably prefer that one being 1,200 metres versus 1,300 metres first up, I'm assuming, particularly if we get that rain. So we'll see how that pans out, but probably the headline act there at Rose Hill Gardens on the weekend.
Okay, and what's happening at Flemington this weekend? Finals day.
Yes, finals day. Every race there is a final. So, yeah, some are stronger than others there. I think it's fair to say some of the races. But, yeah, basically every race there is a final. So I'll get my teeth stuck into the form there at Flemington later on today and tomorrow and see if we can find a few winners there for the punters on the weekend as well. But the two meetings to cover this weekend and looking forward to that.
Dave, I know you're a big cricket fan. Day one over there in Sri Lanka. What did you make of it?
Yeah, I thought it was a very interesting bulldog. I thought we were good with the ball to start with. Obviously, Nathan Lyon, you know, 5 wickets, Swepo took 3, and the spinners. I mean, it was turning sideways there, wasn't it, from early on day one. And watching it last night, I must have been a little bit disappointing because we had the dominance there, and we had a real chance to sort of go to stumps for really 1 for 100 or something like that, and just a couple of lapses of concentration there, minus Labuschagne, just that reverse sweep, was it necessary? I mean, he was sweeping so well, so I understand the process there, but it looked pretty ordinary, didn't it? And then, obviously, the mix-up that saw Steve Smith get run out looked like one of those just mix-ups. It happens a lot of the times, doesn't it, when you get an LPW call and you kind of want to get off strike and get down the other end so the umpire's not looking at it for 10 minutes. But one of those things, unfortunately, and look, Khawaja is still there. He should have been stumped, and he's been riding his luck, no doubt about it. But 47 not out, he's been super. And look, Travis Head was only there for a few overs, but looked all at sea really with the turning ball. So I think the first 2 hours today is going to be crucial to that Test match because it doesn't look like it's going to go more than 3 days, guys. The way that ball is spinning, I mean the spinners were on from over number two in the Sri Lankan innings. They understood that. It's a spinner's wicket for sure. So exciting. I know it's probably not ideal the first day of a test to have a wicket turning like that, but give me that over a road any day. I think it's riveting viewing and excited to see what the Aussies can do with the bat today.
Yeah, indeed. Good stuff, Davo, and we'll chat tomorrow and get you good oil for the weekend.
Look forward to it, guys. Chat then. Cheers.